Well, our guest in the cafe this morning is Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks.
Good morning, Dr. Dunlap. Dempsey, how are you?
Good morning. Doing great. Now, at the typical busy summer ahead for you, you don't lay around, watch the grass grow. You know, you're out there moving and grooving. And as we speak, you are about to go to San Miguel, Mexico.
San Miguel, Mexico is part of the quality enhancement plan program we have at the university under the able and capable leadership of Dr. Shonda Gibson with Dr. John Humphreys and, of course, the president and Dr. Tim Letzring and so forth. I'm taking 8 students to San Miguel, Mexico, and we will be talking about the different treatment modalities used for addiction there in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. And you're the guest of a fellow named Pablo Marvin, who's a Texas A&M grad and likes to invite A&M system students to his very impressive facility.
Yes, the hacienda there in San Miguel. Pablo graduated in the 90s with his doctorate from A&M, and he has been very kind to open up his wonderful, immaculate facility to all students from the Texas A&M University system. And so I'm just very happy and pleased that 8 of our students will get a chance to see this beautiful place.
And so from what you tell me, this is kind of like going to a 5-star hotel.
We're going to go to a 5-star hotel where we will enjoy wonderful food, the culture there, but more importantly, we'll get a chance to interact with students from the University of Guanajuato, talk about the treatment modalities that they're using there. Dr. Tim Letzring, the Dean of the College of Education and Human Services, will get a chance to do a guest lecture in their lecture hall to the students about the laws regarding illegal drug use here in the United States.
And I want to talk to you about that. That's an interesting thing, and having spoken with you about this a little bit before, very different approach to drug laws in Mexico versus the U.S. And really, their drug laws, I think, kind of surprisingly, they're much
more stiffer,
much tougher.
It's important to understand, John Mark, in the United States, we comprise 5% of the world's population. 5% of the world's population live here in the United States. Yet 65% of all addiction to illegal drugs are found here in the United States. There in Mexico, as you duly noted, they have very harsh penalties associated with possession or distribution or use of any type of illegal drugs. Here in the United States, our approach for the most part has been more about prevention, treatment, intervention, as well as trying to reform an individual.
I guess the reason I find that surprising is that we hear so much about the drug cartels and the gangs there that operate in an illegal drug trade. But of course, as you suggest, a lot of that traffic is moving north.
A lot of that traffic comes to the United States. Basic civic lesson, supply and demand. If you demand it, somebody is going to supply it. But for the most part, I'm very thankful and appreciative for the approach that we use here in the States about the treatment. Because to basically incarcerate a person for life, we found out in California with the 3 strikes and you're out philosophy that they were using so much of the state budget keeping a person locked up for, you know, possession of marijuana. I think when people break the law, I think they should be held accountable to it. But at the same time, I don't think you should throw the baby out with the bathwater. I'm real big into treatment.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. And now you say that their treatment approach is getting more progressive, but still not as
It's not as advanced as we have here in the United States. Again, their philosophy is still, if you get sentenced for 5 years, it's safe to say, excuse me, that you're going to stay there for 4 years and 364 days.
In jail,
correct.
And so the emphasis is on
incarceration
rather than
treatment and so forth. Yes.
Yeah. Of course, and we're still evolving in that respect ourselves in a lot of ways. Well, so again, we're talking about Lavelle's summer schedule, which as always is packed. You have your civil rights trip coming up, which you always do, starting May 29th. And Andrew Young, who was here a few weeks ago,
Ambassador Andrew Young. The trip, this will be year number 6, Frank and Rosalie Turner. Frank is one of our distinguished graduates here at the university, provided resources and finances for students to go. Again, we got 30 students who will be loaded on the bus May 29th, and we'll head to Birmingham, Montgomery, Selma. We get a chance to see all the historical sites. And speaking with Ambassador Young, I was sharing with him what I do each year. And he was trying to make a trip from Atlanta over to Birmingham to actually talk with our students. So it's a wonderful trip.
And you and Ambassador Young really hit it off, didn't you?
I think it's because we're both of the same fraternity, Alpha Phi Alpha, and we got a chance to share and chat with each other.
All right. Well, Lavelle, hot chocolate to your liking?
I love hot chocolate year-round. It's wonderful this morning. Thank you.
Very good. And it's Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.